This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. By the way, just so you know, if you'd like to jump in at any time, stick to the topic or bring something to add to the topic, that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. 9933. And I also want to let you know, too, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and the list goes on and on. Acts 4:12, John 14:6. You get the point. That's who we follow here. With that said, I'm going to break it up into two different segments today, like I usually do, and we're going to be talking about the meeting that happened in the fire. That will be part two of the show today. And before that, I want to talk about what's going on in the United States of America. Folks, I'm not trying to play anything here. I'm just trying to tell you what I see and I hear. The apostles said to that of the people that were bringing about inquisition continuously, namely the Pharisees, we can only do those things that which we see and hear. And if it happens to be a couple years before it happens, so be it. The Spirit of God is not going to be straightened by men. He is going to have his way to vessels and through vessels that are yielded to him for his purposes. And the purposes are, at the end of the day, friends, you. Okay? I told you where we're at today was coming years ago. I remember when I first started to show people the homosexual agenda over in Canada, what it was all about and what's coming to America. I said, look who's on the heels of the homosexual lobby. They're being used to upend the U.S. Constitution. Remember what John Adams said, that the Constitution is made for a moral and a religious, a Christian people under the umbrella of the Christian faith. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Well, guess what, friends? We're here today. We broadcast over and over and over again the things that take place, friends. And people want to make light of it. They want to make jokes about it. What are you talking about, Bradley? Ilhan Omar holding secret fundraisers with Hamas-linked care and terror-linked Muslim charities. Well, you can say, well, Bradley, what does that have to do with your Christian faith? That has everything in the world to do with my Christian faith. If you would read your Bibles, you'd know exactly why. Because when you take the time and read Leviticus 26, 1 through 13 are the blessings, okay? And 14 through 46 are the curses. And it's interesting to note that he said in verse 14, Leviticus 26, but if you will not hearken, listen carefully unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, this is the Lord saying this, or if your soul abhor my judgments so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, he said, this is what I'll do to you. Is this applicable today? Well, you tell me, friends. He said, I will appoint over you terror. This is what the Lord said. I'll appoint over you consumption and a burning ague, and it shall consume your eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it up. 93% of those that are coming into the United States of America from the Middle East, namely Muslims, are on cash welfare. 68% are on food stamps. Who's paying for all that? You are. He said in verse 17, and I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. And they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. Don't ever think for one moment, and I'm speaking to the bad guys right now, that you're in control. You're in control of nothing. You're being used for the purposes of the Lord to bring about chastisement first, and then judgments in degrees by the hand of God. Okay? It's also interesting to note that if you read Deuteronomy 28, there's 15 blessings, and then it goes from 16 all the way to 68, which are the curses. But what I want to highlight real quick here, friends, is the fact that, and I will appoint over you those that hate you, and they shall reign over you. We keep hearing about Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Linda Sarsour, the Muslim Brotherhood. We keep hearing about CARE. And isn't it interesting how the media, the CIA-controlled media, the mainstream media, every single time they have to, folks, breathe something out or whisper something out, they're right there putting a microphone right up to their mouths. Why? Well, I want to tell you why. Most people did not know, and if you look at, methodically, what's going on in the United States of America and line it up to Adolf Hitler, it's almost identical, friends. And you can see the link between the Bushes and the Third Reich, all the way up to Prescott Bush, to Daddy Bush, to Bush Jr. Okay? But what most people didn't know is that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. Why? Because he wanted to join himself with them to do for him what he was unwilling to do with Mask Off. In other words, he used them as his mercenaries to do his killing for him, to stir up domestic insurrection for him, so he could, at the end of the day, come in and play the problem solvers. Listen, Adolf Hitler, aligning himself with the Muslim Brotherhood, which was founded in Egypt in 1928 by Hassan al-Labana, a 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews. What are we hearing from Ilhan Omar today? Her anti-Semitic speech, her hatred for the Jews, right? By the way, I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple moments so you can hear right from the devil's mouth herself, okay? But a 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews and persistently wrote to Adolf Hitler to express his admiration for Hitler and his desire for collaboration with Hitler's Nazi party. When Hitler rose to party, his Nazis supported Albana, a school teacher, to grow the Muslim Brotherhood within the country of Germany into its ally in the Middle East. By 1938, the membership of the Muslim Brotherhood topped 200,000. I want to tell you what's happening in the United States of America. It's interesting, over the 90s, that decade, in the early 2000s, nobody had a care about what was going on with the Muslims. But what we noticed, like, for example, in the state of Minnesota, all of a sudden we had a Keith Ellison come up on the scene and swear in on the Quran, which runs in direct, stark contrast to the U.S. Constitution. It runs antithetical to who we are as a people. And then we noticed over in northeast Minneapolis, which just happened to be Keith Ellison's district, it's the 5th district in Minnesota here, we noticed that Muslims were colonizing over in that certain area. And why were they colonizing? Because they were already seeking to infiltrate government by appointing what? Their said representatives. Whose representatives? The Muslims. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PDE stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I was just highlighting Ilhan Omar. I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple moments. The media, the lying CIA-controlled media, once again told you that there were hundreds of people protesting Ilhan Omar in California while she was doing secretly a fundraiser for CARE. In your government, America. But then again, I'm talking to the people that gave Barack Hussein Obama that criminal sodomite foreign plant a right to go ahead and give you the finger, transgressing the Constitution over 1,180 times. So it's no surprise. You know, 325.7 million people are going to stand down and just say, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Really? Who's going to do something about it? Are your representatives that are being used to lie to you 24/7? That are helping along in transgressing and by the way, transgressing and tearing down the U.S. Constitution? Do you suspect that they're going to help put an end to the treasonous acts, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, concerning the likes of Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Linda Sarsour and CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States of America? Really? Huh. It was reported that there was hundreds of people protesting Ilhan Omar for her anti-Semitic comments. You know, this is the same woman that married her brother, allegedly. This is the same woman that lied. It's the same woman that was called into question for misappropriation of funds. This is the woman that wanted insurance policies for the families of ISIS members in South Minneapolis. And America, you still haven't figured out what's going on here, have you? Now she's a congresswoman from Minnesota in the 5th District. I was just highlighting during the last segment, friends, how they are colonizing. They're keeping it quiet. Then once they get enough people in a certain area, then they'll basically vote in the rep that they want that will stand for them in their Muslim ways. They're not here, friends, because they need help. They're here, as they say. They're above the law here, they said. They're here to conquer, period. And this is perfect judgment of God. They, folks, they're being used. They're useful idiots right now. Just like first the homosexuals, then the communists, then the atheists, and every other group that wants to be used, that make war against God. It's their first and their last mistake. It always is. He who dares spit against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And it's exactly what's happening. But they're taking the rest of us with them if we stand down and do nothing. But what I want you to know is there wasn't hundreds there protesting Ilhan Omar in California doing a fundraiser secretly for That of Care. There were thousands and thousands of them. And again, here's the media trying to belittle your efforts. America and Americans, they're scared to death that you're going to figure out their little con game and how they operate. And I brought this up a million times. Just listen to it. Get it into your head and heart, friends. Saul Alinsky, the tactic is cause your enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Belittle their efforts. Don't give them any airtime. Let me tell you how this works in reverse. I went to an Ilhan Omar Islamophobia meeting at a local college. This was in October of last year. Folks, there was nothing but dead air and no support. Why? Because the media wasn't there to give it life. They weren't there to propagandize the lies that were going on. No, just when they need her. She's too ignorant to see what's happening here. And so are the American people that allow it to happen. She had no support. She was like a little 15-year-old kid that was sent to the principal's office. And when she was asked to talk, folks, everything she said, and now mysteriously, Time magazine puts her up. Rolling Stone magazine puts her up. You're under judgment, America. It's just that simple. At that meeting that I went to, the Islamophobia meeting, right on the heels of the homophobia meetings, friends, by the homosexuals, you open the door to what God condemns, you advocate another enemy to come through, and it's exactly where we're at today, okay? Ilhan Omar holding secret fundraisers with Hamas-linked care and terror-linked Muslim charities. Folks, these are the mercenaries that are being used. And I'm about ready to play a piece from Ilhan Omar in California so you understand exactly how she is at war with you. She is not there for Americans. She is there for the Muslims. And why is she there for the Muslims? I just told you that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslims. Nobody knows this history for the most part. Well, did you know that during World War II, members of the Muslim Brotherhood spied for Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East and fought for Hitler as Nazi troops in two specially formed Waffen-SS Handskar divisions? Handskar, by the way, is German for scimitar, the curved saber used by the Muslim troops of the Ottoman Empire. Well, we see Barack Hussein Obama establish the Muslim Brotherhood. And this all after September 11th, friends, all by design. Remember, and remember when I say, look at all those agencies that have been created in America after September 11th. Who are they warring against? Me and you. Americans. They're not warring against. And folks, they're giving the microphone to those that mean to conquer you, to destroy you. Remember what L.A. Syed said? The gubernatorial candidate from Michigan, he got up in front of all of the press, 144 members of the press in the state of Michigan with my friend Pat Kolbeck, who is also running for governor in the state of Michigan. And it's interesting to note when he got up, he boldly said, hey, folks, you know, it's not for you to think that the Muslims, you know, that you don't hate the Muslims. That's good that you don't hate the Muslims. But I'm here to tell you that they hate you. It's exactly what he said. You may not hate Muslims, but Muslims hate you, said Abdul El-Sayed. Okay? I want you to listen to this because this is Ilhan Omar doing a secret fundraiser for the Lights of Care in the state of California, where there were thousands and thousands of people protesting Ilhan Omar. Listen carefully as to what she said to the Muslims inside of that meeting where they were raising support for CARE.
So to me, I say raise hell. Make people uncomfortable. Because here's the truth. Here's the truth. Far too long, we have lived with the discomfort of being a second-class citizen. And frankly, I'm tired of it. And every single Muslim in this country
Muslim.
Should be tired of it.
Muslim. I thought they're here because we helped them. I thought they came here because they needed our help. And once they enter into the United States, they begin to, what? They're not here to assimilate. They're here to tear down. To reestablish. That's why they're swearing in on the Quran. I want you to go ahead and play that one more time. And there's another audio coming up right on the heels of this first piece. This is Ilhan Omar speaking to Muslims that were doing a fundraiser for CARE secretly in California, not too secretly, because there were thousands and thousands of people outside protesting her and her anti-Semitic ways. Listen carefully.
So to me, I say raise hell. Make people uncomfortable. Because here's the truth. Here's the truth. Far too long, we have lived with the discomfort of being a second-class citizen.
Far too long.
And frankly, I'm tired of it. And every single Muslim in this country should be tired of it.
Oh, so she's the representative for the Muslims, not for the Americans. She just told you why she's there. What is she doing? She is illegally inciting Muslims to violence, is what she's doing. Folks, this is illegal. When you get a moment, do yourself a favor and go look at the Insurrection Act, okay? Insurrection Act, as well as check out Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Now, I want you to listen to what she has to say next, okay? Now, I first want you to forget about all of the beheadings, okay, number one. I want you to forget about them talking about slicing your head off. And pouring scalding hot water on your heads. And torture. And I want you to do your best to forget about how men treat their women. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Now, she wants you to believe her lie. And they're all playing stupid friends on purpose because they knew it was being filmed. But I got to tell you this. She looked like a scared little chicken when she is given this speech, and she's being emboldened by someone behind closed doors, friends. Now, what I want to do when I come back on the other side of this break is I want you to hear this next piece that Ilhan Omar had said at the CARE speech, telling Muslims not only to raise hell, but then she begins to mock the American people and those that she's supposed to represent. But we all know that she's not here representing Americans. We all know what she's doing here. But America, why are you allowing her to remain lawfully there?
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to the news of charges being dropped against actor Jussie Smollett.
He did this all in the name of self-promotion. And he used the laws of the hate crime legislation to stand up to be the values that embody what we believe in. This is a whitewash of justice.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson was not too happy as well.
Do I think justice will serve? No. Where do I think justice is? I think this city is still owed an apology.
The House failed to override President Trump's veto of legislation blocking his national emergency declaration at the border. 14 Republicans joined all the Democrats in the 248-181 vote, which was far short of the two-thirds majority that was needed to override President Trump's first veto. President Trump is also on Capitol Hill having lunch with senators. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about Ilhan Omar holding secret fundraisers with Hamas-linked care and terror-linked Muslim charities in America, addressing Muslims, talking about how they're being, how they're sick and tired of being treated like second-class citizens. She said, as she was making her appeal to the Muslims. Are you ready for this one, friends? Because this is about as telling as it gets in the short piece that I'm next to play. Go ahead and play this.
Thing that is exciting to me to be in this room is that there are very fascinating people outside who for so many years have spoken about an Islam that is oppressive. An Islam that lessens and isolates its women. And today they gather outside to protest a Muslim woman who is in Congress. I mean, the irony in that is very entertaining to me. I know many of them drove miles to get here. Spent a lot of energy and resources and money to purchase the signs that they have. But I don't think any of them realize that people like myself and many of the people in this room can care less about what they have to say.
Did you hear that, America? This is a representative in the United States Congress, in the state of Minnesota. She could care less about what they have to say. Well, she's addressing care. If she would have been speaking to any other group of people in this country, friends, she'd have been booed off the stage. You now have Muslim representatives representing colonized Muslim communities like that of Ilhan Omar's 5th District from Northeast Minneapolis area, friends, addressing Muslims, telling them to raise hell, how, frankly, she's sick and tired of it, and I'm sure all of these other Muslims in this room, in essence, she said during the first clip, they're tired of being treated like second-class citizens as they continuously attack you and your form of government. That's as plain as the nose on your face, friends. And then she comes along and says she could care less about what those protesters have to say. Who does she work for then? That's all I want to know. Who does she work for then? It's obvious who she's working for. You know, friends, don't forget that when these Muslims swear into their positions that in many cases when they were given their victory speeches, friends, they were given it in the Arabic language. And these are the people that are talking about they'll accept no other religion in America outside of that of Islam. And don't forget about, friends, the terror attacks that have gone forward against we the people. Now, I'm speaking to the good people that are actually doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving themselves. But I do have one question. Does anybody see the spiritual law taking place? People are afraid of these people and the crimes that they're guilty of committing. I mean, again, friends, that's all you have to do is look to the UK. The UK is almost completely gone now. There's over 30 Muslim mayors, and they're in small numbers. And I'm going to tell you why they're taking the ground is because they're willing to do it. There's no excuse in America as to why these things are taking place here. I mean, friends, we're seeing these crimes of these people coming from the Middle East almost on a daily basis. And the crimes that they're committing against people in this country. And organizations like CARE that are assaulting our very foundations. And then playing the victim while at the same time, folks, they're attempting to perpetuate the crime as they tear down the laws in an attempt to establish theirs. And again, you don't have to ask me. That's all you have to do is see what they're swearing in on, namely the Quran. And let me remind you, this is perfect judgment. It's perfect judgment. This is the finger of God. Well, Bradley, how can you say that? I said, do you see the spiritual law taking place? Do you see that Americans, you've allowed 60 million babies to be murdered in the womb, and you're afraid of what they'll do to you? Well, just imagine what those little innocent babies in the womb feel like. Well, you're at your local football game or your basketball game, or you're out entertaining yourself, forgetting about the fact that babies are being murdered in the womb of 3,000 to 4,000 a day in your country, in your country, in your country. And you're worried about what they're going to do to you? You should be worried about it. But this is twofold. And again, let me remind you, this is the third or fourth time I've said this. I do not want to, Lord, in any sense of the word, or in any way, advocate anything that is contrary to what you're doing in this country today. Because outside of being a true and a faithful witness as unto God and understanding what the American people have allotted in this country, hey folks, there's no country on this planet that deserves more than what you are receiving right now. It is not a mercy to the babies in the womb that are being killed to 3,000 to 4,000 a day to ask the Lord to show mercy upon us that allow them to be killed in the womb. That's pretty distorted. That's pretty reprobate. You're abandoned in sin to think otherwise. Do we need judgment in this country? Absolutely. But it starts with the wicked. And who are the wicked, according to scriptures? Those that know to do right and they do not. To him that should know, to do good and does it not? The Bible says to him it is sin. And sin is the transgression of God's law, which protects life. And keep in mind, the law protects, as does it condemn. Read Deuteronomy verse 25, chapter 1. I'm sorry, chapter 25, verse 1. To highlight some more of the things that are going on here in the state of Minnesota, we'll do my part two tomorrow, friends, for the sake of staying on this, and we'll be talking about the meeting that happened in the fire tomorrow. But did you remember in the summertime just this last year, there was over 100 Somalia teens that came into the Midwest because they needed our help, remember? Isn't it interesting how they need our help, and then what they do is they bring their culture with them? I like to say, if their God is God, then what are you doing here? Right? I mean, there is a reason that we're called to be the light of the world, because we are a Christian nation. Easily, hands down, a majority of it is a lack of Christianity, let me tell you. But in Minnesota here, just this last summer, there was over 100 Somalia teens and adults assaulting families and children at an amusement park in the state of Minnesota. And did you know that KSTP, WCCO, and Fox 9 News reported not a word to the people in the state of Minnesota as to what was going on? As a matter of fact, some of the citizens that were there that day, because the police had to come in and evacuate everybody from that park. Many people believe that the police were involved in the cover-up. Many of the victims wanted to remain anonymous because they didn't want to offend the Somali communities. Are you kidding me? Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. I just shared with you, friends, that the media covered up over 100 Somali teens at Valley Park, Valley Fair, in the state of Minnesota, was bum-rushed by over 100 Somali teens and adults assaulting families and children. Friends, what's going on? Why is the media covering up? Because they're using the Muslims right now. You can think what you will, but it's going to be another one of those when we're in it. Were you going to turn around and I'm going to look at you and say, I tried to tell you, but you didn't want to listen? You rejected the warnings, and now you reap the curse. That's just how it goes. That's who I am. That's my message. Either receive the message or receive the curse. Either live for the blood of Christ or you're going to be damned and condemned by the blood of Christ. It's your choice. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. Fear God and keep His commandments. That's the whole of the law. For God shall bring every secret work, and every idle word and every idle thought into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. What's the whole? Believe on Him whom He sent. What is the whole of the law? Keep His commandments. And why do you do it? Because you love Him, not because you hate Him. We're in some serious times. We're in some exciting times. No question about it. But America, your own people are turning on you and handing your country over to those that mean to conquer you. And it is time for America to repent. Period. Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 2, 38, it's time for America to repent. Matthew 3, 2, it's time for America to repent. It's time for America to repent. I also wanted to let you know that you're very well aware of, in 2009, that CNN, as did that of Fox News, Sean Hannity, they both did, both networks actually did a great piece on 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America. Why are you not hearing a peep about that from the CIA-controlled media? 35 jihadi camps in America today. And this is all about your protection and the government. Hey, folks, whenever we talk about crime, it shows you what the government is not doing. Okay? Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, BuzzFeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, again, 1-866-582-9933. Also, do check out YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. You'll love those videos. There's several hundred videos out there, one going up every week. And we have one going viral right now. It's probably going up 2,000 to 6,000 a day, as well as, folks, we're always giving the lesson to bring about resolve concerning every issue in which we deal with today. And what's being left off, America, is justice. And if you look at the preamble, as you might call it, to the U.S. Constitution, it says justice. That's the first thing that people need to do. We, the people, need to do is bring about justice. And it's the very thing that's left off because the pulpits in America say, well, thou shalt not judge. And now the wrath of God abides upon the children in masses in this country, and they're trying to figure out why. And then they go to church and they're not told the truth. They're given the opinion by the hireling from the pulpit. Read John 10 when you get a moment in Hall. Also read Jeremiah 23 when you get a moment. Hey, folks, the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. And it's a power that conquers all that oppose it. It conquers all that would oppose it. Bonaparte said that. Who would know better than a dictator wannabe? Look at the dictators of the past. They learned the lesson the hard way too. And so did the people that tolerated the dictators and their countries. And by the way, at the end of the day, their souls. They refused the living God, and they took on corrupt man. I'm talking about Ilhan Omar. Rashida Tlaib. Look at the blatant disrespect they have shown the people in this country. Notice how they're implementing these said representatives in the United States of America. They're slowly bleeding into America. They're colonizing. And then they vote in their districts, their representatives, and they just happen to be Muslim representatives, working for the Muslims, not for the people, empowering the Muslims, not the American people. Well, American, when they put their hand on the Quran, that should have been your first clue and your last. And again, if you don't want to see the reality of it, just keep your eyes closed. I mean, you people could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. You got a finger on the eyeball. You're willfully blind. And trying to connect with you is like trying to administer medicine to a dead horse. You're in a sad state, brother, sister. Might I remind you what's going on over in the UK? Might I remind you as to what's going on over in France? People are beginning slowly but surely, with their backs up against the wall, figuring out what their governments are doing in their prospective countries, just like Janet Merkel. You know, the one that criminal Hillary Clinton, by the way, who's still free today to do what she wills. How many investigations into that crime family? That's the strength of your government right there, friends. Hillary Clinton's still out. Barack Hussein Obama's still out. The list goes on. That's the strength of the best that you have in government in this country today. That's how much trouble you're in today because you tolerate this. You tolerate this. Look what's going on in Germany. Their countries are being plundered. They're drawing these people from the Middle East on a global scale to destroy the countries. And it's exactly what they're doing. They allure them in. Clovered Piven comes to mind. Break the financial system. Give them welfare. It's exactly what they're doing. Shut down welfare and you're going to, hey, folks, the draw is off. Just like you take the cheese off a trap. The mouse ain't going to go over to the trap, is he? Nope. Take the cheese off. Shut down welfare. It's unconstitutional. Hey, folks, my Bible tells me in the book of Thessalonians, if they work not, neither should they eat. Look at these welfare recipients coming into America. We see them all the time. Man, these folks got brand new cars going to their parking lots where their mosques are. They got brand new vehicles, brand new clothes. They got brand new this and brand new that. Now, if they need the help, I'm all about that for a moment. They don't have to pay taxes for 7 years. They're housed. And as a matter of fact, in South Minneapolis, friends, what they're doing is the Native Americans that are in South Minneapolis, they're moving them out to move Muslims in. We're seeing this in Virginia as well. Are things getting better for you, America? Because if they are, you just keep going on with your bad self, okay? Prepare to meet your God. Consider this, you that forget God, lest he tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver you. Whoa! Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. That's exactly what we're doing right now. Judgment is raining upon America big time. And the American people laugh it off. They make jokes about it. As if, again, to suggest that this is not happening in America. You have the likes of an Ilhan Omar. You have the likes of Kerr, Rashida Tlaib, Linda Sarsour, who are given a free hand. And not mysteriously, friends, I say this to play to the people that want to play to this. Mysteriously, the CIA-controlled media is right there putting the microphone up to their every move. Why? Because they want to belittle their opposition. That's what this is all about. They want to intimidate you. I was just saying during the last segment, friends, that you have 35 jihadi camps in America today. 35. I played them on the radio for you. Concerning the audio and the pieces that CNN did in 2009, it was a great piece. Maybe they did that on accident. I don't know, right? They blurted the truth out in their confusion. But then you had Sean Hannity do a piece. And they identified where all these camps are in the United States of America. And you're caught up on this border issue, all by design, of course, diversion. And then the President of the United States of America signs in USMC. And what is that? That gives power to foreign governments to intervene at will into the United States of America. The border doesn't matter. And they've set up a war between the president and the press, but keep in mind, it's the press that put the president in the people's White House. I know people still haven't figured that one out yet. And now they're trying to disarm you in the process, systematically disarm you. And who has been attempting to disarm you more than this administration? What this administration is doing, Barack Hussein Obama would have never gotten away with in a million years. Never in a million years. But now that Donald's there, friends, everything you've been led to believe, everything is okay. When in fact, let me remind you, 55 new unconstitutional, they said, legislative acts, policies, which follow law, by the way, which are null and void if you know the difference, have been signed into law by a majority of Republican governors in 26 different states under this administration. That said, pull the guns first and then give due process. Pull the guns first and then give due process. Pull the guns first and then due process. In other words, you're guilty until proven innocent. And what are they doing little by little by little by little, friends, throughout the states? They're trying to disarm you. America, you just have to say no. You just have to say these are my God-given rights, and these were purposed for the very purpose of what you're doing today. The Second Amendment isn't about technology. And in many cases, friends, if you can catch this, it's not even about the guns, really. Listen carefully. It's about a principle and the right to have the guns and an ability to overthrow a tyrannical government if necessary. Read your founding documents. Look at the example of our forefathers. And this principle, friends, is as legitimate today as it was back in 1791. The difference is you're going to have to now pay the price. You just may have to. And the reason you may have to do that is because you are allowing these people to incrementally tear down the Constitution. I've said it a million times. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then go back to God's 10 and deal with those that put corrupt policies in place. The provisions are found in the U.S. Constitution. I just read it again this morning, friends. Article 2, Section 4. It's an act of treason, friends. The purpose of government is to what? To uphold the standard of right and wrong according to God's moral law, Exodus 18:21. To maintain order, which in fact are today creating disorder by design. Read Psalm 9:17 when you get a moment. And what's their other purpose? To condemn crime and to justify the righteous. Again, read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. This is your government, America, and you have to lawfully take it back. And I said lawfully on purpose. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.